Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Not such a great day for the Biden family, with Hunter Biden reaching a deal, apparently, so it has been reported, to plead guilty in tax violations and gun violations. And the response from a lot of people on the Republican side of things has been angry. Has been indignant, suggesting that Hunter Biden, who is not a pillar of rectitude in any sense of the word, is getting off easy, while President Trump, who is a hero to many Americans, in fact, there is a new song in his praise. It is the semi-official new Trump rally song. It's called Trump Saved the USA. And there are many, many people who believe that what was done to President Trump in terms of the indictments that took place in Florida and the other indictments that took place in New York City and the more indictments coming down the road, that President Trump is being singled out for unfair treatment. Is that true? What is the nature of the latest on the Hunter Biden story? We will get to that on the Michael Medved Show. There's also a new perspective available because of a very thorough and outstanding job, by the way, by Brett Baer, who is one of the best people in broadcast media, it seems to me. Brett Baer had an interview with President Trump and placing his entire problem with various charges against him into some context. And speaking of a problem, is America about to be engulfed by a rising tide? This has nothing to do with global warming. It has to do with an alarming full-page ad placed by the Freedom From Religion Foundation about the rising tide of theocracy and white Christian nationalism. What does that mean? We'll be speaking to the founder and director of the Freedom From Religion Foundation, Dan Barker, coming up on the Michael Medved Show. First, we're also going to be speaking with Gordon Chang about the latest interaction between our nation and the communist China. And the most recent visit by Antony Blinken, the Secretary of State for President Biden, was this a sellout? Is it a preparation for a sellout? Does it mean that somehow our support for Taiwan is going to be less reliable? We will get to that coming up also with Gordon Chang. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. First up, the question of Hunter Biden. This was Speaker Kevin McCarthy. He was at the Capitol today, and he reacted to the reports from the Washington Post and elsewhere about the Hunter Biden plea deal. Here's Speaker McCarthy, clip 18.
My first reaction is it continues to show the two-tier system in America. If you are the president's leading political opponent, the DOJ tries to literally put you in jail and give you prison time. If you are the president's son, you get a sweetheart deal. Now, this does nothing to our investigation. It actually should enhance our investigation because the DOJ should not be able to withhold any information now, saying that because of pending investigation, they should be able to provide Chairman Comer with any information that he requires.
Okay, the investigation that they are dealing with has to do with allegations of a great deal of money passing from foreign interests in Ukraine and in China into the Biden family, and it also means that suggests that the President of the United States was more involved here than he would acknowledge. The way the story is covered this morning in the Washington Post, President Biden's son Hunter has reached a tentative agreement with federal prosecutors to plead guilty to two minor tax crimes. They are misdemeanors, not felonies, and admit to the facts of a gun charge under terms that would likely keep him out of jail, according to court papers filed today. The tax violations, by the way, are not just violations that would be small time for Hunter Biden. They would be small time for anybody. That's not a recommendation that anybody forget about paying taxes. But I actually know people, good people and solid citizens and patriotic Americans who in younger days just ignored filing tax returns. They just didn't do it. And that can get you in a great deal of trouble. It's a very bad thing to do. You have to pay your back taxes, which, by the way, Hunter Biden already has, plus interest. And plus sometimes there are penalties that go with it. But the idea that this does not lead you to a jail term, well, that's right with Hunter. The gun term, the gun crime is more serious. That is a felony. This agreement, they say in the Washington Post, caps an investigation that was opened 5 years ago during the Trump administration, and has generated intense interest and criticism since 2020 from Republican politicians who accused the Biden administration of reluctance to pursue the case. The terms of the proposed deal, negotiated with Delaware U.S. Attorney David Weiss, who, by the way, was appointed by President Trump, and I have been looking, there is almost nothing that you can find in terms of background on David Weiss that would indicate a political orientation. He is not one of those people who does have, it would seem, a background in the Democratic or the Republican Party. In any event, he's widely respected. He's been a holdover in the Biden administration from Donald Trump's administration. And the terms of whatever deal they finally work out or announce when the deal is completed, it's also likely to face intense scrutiny. The court papers indicate that the younger Biden has tentatively agreed to plead guilty to two misdemeanor tax charges of failure to pay his taxes in 2017 and 2018. Now, that's at a time when his father was vice president of the United States. And, no, actually, it's not. It's during a time when, yes, it is. It's during a time when his father was vice president of the United States. And the idea that he would be so thoughtless and such a jerk as to ignore his taxes, not realizing they were going to come after him. The combined tax liability is roughly $1.2 million over those years, according to people familiar with the plea deal who spoke on condition of anonymity. Prosecutors plan to recommend a sentence of probation for those counts, these people said. Biden's representatives have said he previously paid back the IRS what he owed. We'll find out if that is true or not. The defendant has agreed to plead guilty to both counts of the tax information, the prosecutors wrote. The second criminal information is about the gun charge. In that case, the letter says, the defendant has agreed to enter a pretrial diversion agreement with respect to the firearm information. Handling the gun charge as a diversion case means Biden will not technically be pleading guilty to that crime. Diversion is an option typically applied to nonviolent offenders with substance abuse problems. And that would be the heart of the problem here with Hunter Biden. He had filled out a file saying he was not a drug user at a time when he said in his autobiography he was using cocaine every 15 minutes. More on this tax revelation and the Hunter Biden revelations and the reactions of President Trump, Ron DeSantis, and more coming up on the Medved Show.
More of Michael Medved. ahead in a moment.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special MedVed history programs, which can be yours free. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want and commercial free. MedVed Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I'm on the Michael Medved Show, for God's sake.
This is...
God bless you.
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there sometimes is a terrible penalty that is involved for wrongdoing, which goes beyond prison and goes beyond fines and goes beyond being placed on probation and high bail or anything. The penalty is humiliation, embarrassment. that is the case here. The real problem for Hunter Biden is apparently not the fact that he's going to be pleading guilty to these tax charges for which he'll be put on probation. And then he has the gun purchase agreement. The gun purchase that led to the criminal charge happened in late 2018 at a time when, by his own telling in his autobiography, Hunter Biden was regularly abusing crack cocaine. Yeah, he said in his autobiography, he wrote it, I was taking crack cocaine every 15 minutes. When he, that's probably an exaggeration. When he filled out paperwork to buy the gun, however, he denied using drugs or having a drug problem, exposing him to potential charge of making a false statement on the document as well as illegal gun possession once he acquired the weapon. Biden owned the gun? How long? Jeremy, see, people... He owned the gun for a total of 2 weeks. Less than 2 weeks. Because his then-girlfriend threw it away, which was probably a good move, according to public accounts of that time period. Can we agree that somebody who's taking crack cocaine very regularly probably should not have easy access to firearms? I mean, again, the entire thing is humiliating, and what's humiliating about it is a flashback from Joe Biden himself. This, again, is not Hunter Biden. This is the President of the United States. On May 5th, of this year, so we're talking about, what, 5 weeks ago, 6 weeks ago. This is Joe Biden speaking to Stephanie Ruhle. This is clip 15.
First of all, my son's done nothing wrong. I trust him. I have faith in him. And it impacts my presidency by making me feel proud of him.
Okay, proud of him? He's done nothing wrong? Okay, this is humiliating. It's embarrassing. And you understand, of course, it's a father speaking about his son. But by May 5th of 2023, after 5 years of investigation with the David Weiss, the U.S. attorney down in Delaware, and President should have known better than that. And Jonathan Carl on ABC actually also spoke to this idea of presidential humiliation. Listen, this is clip 17.
He insisted. He said, as recently as last month, my son did nothing wrong. Well, now his own Justice Department has entered into a plea agreement where his son has pled guilty to two crimes. And has been charged with a third crime, a felony. So clearly his son did something wrong.
Okay, I think we can all agree. And by the way, there's a great deal, and it's a great deal that is there on that laptop that Hunter Biden has done wrong, and terribly wrong. And Jonathan Turley, a legal expert, professor at George Washington University Law School, he also spoke about the idea that if these reports are true and if it all pans out, Hunter Biden may get off with a guilty plea, a plea bargain, and no jail time. This is clip 19.
So this plea deal does have all the makings of an avoidance of any jail time, but more importantly, it was an evasion of the more serious allegations facing Hunter Biden and the Biden family. So it is historic in the sense that the president's son is going to plead guilty to criminal acts. It is going to be very controversial for critics. I think for many, this is going to look like you ticketed the getaway driver after a bank robbery. You know, many people view the influence peddling allegations mm-hmm. as being a very serious form of corruption with potential crime. And he's going to plead guilty to relatively minor tax and gun charges.
But that doesn't mean that they are done investigating the more major influence peddling crime allegations. That will continue to be investigated by Jamie Comer in the House of Representatives and the House Oversight Committee, the Judiciary Committee, and Jim Jordan, who is aggressively pursuing this. We have two tweets of the day from the two leading Republican candidates for President of the United States, Donald J. Trump and Ron DeSantis. Our tweets
from
of the
radio
day.
To the internet.
I mean, wow, what a great, smart tweet.
Change his password so he no longer has access to his Twitter feed.
Did you send the tweet?
I did not send that tweet. My system was hacked. I was pranked.
Donald Trump hasn't tweeted at us once, and I'm starting to get worried about him.
So we have a new tweet.
All right.
Can I do the honors?
Stand by. Tweet alert.
Okay, the first tweet is from the former president, Donald J. Trump. Wow. By the way, wow is the first comprehensible word from our one-year-old baby granddaughter. And congratulations. In any event, President Trump says, wow, exclamation point. The corrupt Biden DOJ just cleared up hundreds of years of criminal liability by giving Hunter Biden a mere traffic ticket. Our system is broken. That's in caps. Except here's the point. It's not the Biden DOJ. The personnel involved in investigating this, the chief investigator appointed by Trump and selected by Trump to do this job. And that's exactly why they had a very intense investigation that was focused on Hunter Biden for the last 5 years. Ron DeSantis, in his tweet, puts up, looks like Hunter received a sweetheart deal and is not facing any charges on the massive corruption allegations. If Hunter was not connected to the elite DC class, he would have been put in jail a long time ago. Again, is that arguable? Well, maybe. But the point that Hunter Biden has enjoyed great advantages in life because he has a famous father and because the Bidens have managed to accumulate a good deal of wealth, his uncle and his father and the rest of the family. And of course, he has benefited from those advantages. Meanwhile, while all this is going on, war between Republicans and Democrats, what about avoiding a war with China? We'll be speaking with Gordon Chang about the latest meetings between our Secretary of State and the dictator of China coming up on the MedVet Show.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News update. The top priority of the Coast Guard right now is finding that small submarine carrying 5 people that's gone missing somewhere in the North Atlantic near the wreckage of the Titanic.
Our crews are working around the clock to ensure that we are doing everything possible to locate the Titan and the 5 crew members.
But Coast Guard Captain Jamie Frederick says right now the search has been unsuccessful. 2 misdemeanors and probation, the reported plea deal for Hunter Biden to settle charges for failing to pay federal income taxes. Republicans call that a mere slap on the wrist. A big day for big storms expected along the Gulf Coast from Texas to Alabama, the system on track to hit Florida by tomorrow. Hurricane watchers now say Tropical Storm Brett will probably not increase to hurricane strength. But Brett has sustained winds of about 40 miles an hour, and it's moving toward the eastern Caribbean. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
On the Michael Medved Show, after a high-stakes meeting between the President of China, President Xi, and the Secretary of State of the United States, Antony Blinken, Xi said very clearly the world needs a stable U.S.-China relationship. Have we had that kind of relationship recently? No, not at all. Has this meeting changed anything and moved us at all in the right direction? Nobody better to analyze that than Gordon G. Chang. You can find him at Gordon G. Chang on Twitter. He is the author of The Coming Collapse of China and the Great U.S.-China Tech War. Gordon, did you see any positive aspects to the meeting that just took place between President Xi and Secretary Blinken?
No, I didn't, Michael. And the reason is that, yes, relationships are not stable between the U.S. and China, but what occurred during Blinken's two-day trip to China, I think, further eroded deterrence. The problem here is that China is engaging in activities which are completely unacceptable. And some of those activities are resulting in the deaths of Americans. So, for instance, the fentanyl trade, which the Communist Party fully backs. We should not have the type of relationships that Xi Jinping wants, because he wants to be able to do all sorts of things to undermine America, to destroy our society, and yet for us to maintain friendly ties. And, of course, we should not do that. The problem here, though, fundamentally, is that China doesn't respect the United States. Antony Blinken allowed himself to be insulted and humiliated even before the trip began. And so I think that basically China came away thinking it could do whatever it wants. Got to remember that Henry Kissinger a couple days ago said that war between China and the United States over Taiwan is probable. For once, I think he's right.
And what would be the best way to try to avert that war? Or is the best move to just prepare for it?
Well, we certainly have to prepare for it because China is mobilizing all of its society for war, not just its military, but its civilians. It is one of the most recent things it's been doing is purging the military of officers who don't want to go to war. And unfortunately, President Biden is not preparing the United States to defend ourselves, our friends and allies. And so there's a more of a gap between China and the United States. What we need to do is basically the opposite of everything that Biden has been doing. If you notice, during the Trump years, many people, of course, did not like President Trump's relationship with Vladimir Putin, Xi Jinping, and Kim Jong-un. But the point is, Trump kept the peace. Whatever you may think of the way he did it, he kept the peace. Biden is pursuing policies that sound good to the ear, but have resulted in one disaster after another. There has never been such a rapid collapse in America's standing in the world as we have witnessed over these last couple of years. And right now, the world is in a very fragile state with war in Ukraine, North Africa about to explode, and then, of course, there's the problems in East Asia. So this is one of those exceedingly dangerous moments, Michael.
You add North Africa. Are you talking about Sudan?
Talking about Sudan and Libya and Morocco, what we have are China and Russia fueling insurgencies that are starting to look like wars. So, for instance, the Wagner mercenaries, Russians, have been helping the rapid support force, the insurgents. Vladimir Putin doesn't have the money to do that. And my sources on the ground tell me that it's China paying Wagner. But whatever it is, it's China and Russia working together. Sudan's important for no other reason than you take a look at the map. It has a Red Sea coast, which means that if China and Russia take it over, they control the southern approach to the Suez Canal, which means they control the canal. They're destabilizing Libya. And Morocco, our oldest friend, the first country to diplomatically recognize the United States, is now being pressured by a coalition of Russia, China, and Algeria. If you have the five countries that are on the rim of North Africa, if they go down, that pressures Western Europe because those five countries control the flow of contraband and people across the Mediterranean Sea.
Okay, other than, which we've spoken about before, the need for more investment in our defense capabilities and on a hurry-up, immediate crash basis, improving those capabilities. Beyond that, what is the most important change for U.S. policy that you would recommend?
I think the first thing, well, there's so many things, and it's hard to prioritize them. But I think that we need to have some rhetorical changes in the Oval Office. Last Saturday, we heard President Biden amplify and actually state Communist Party talking points about the spy balloon. That was one of the worst episodes I can think of during my lifetime. We do not need Communist Party talking points coming from the Oval Office. So what we need is the President of the United States telling China that we will defend ourselves, our friends and allies, and that if China acts aggressively, we will impose the most severe costs on Beijing. The Chinese need to know that they will lose their country if they attack us. And Biden is not willing to say that. The Chinese know he's not willing to say that. The Chinese sometimes hear warnings from Biden, but they know that he's not backing them up, specifically the warning about providing lethal aid to Russia. Biden talks about it. The Chinese are doing it. The Chinese know that Biden knows the Chinese are doing it, and yet we do not impose costs on China. And the Chinese see those hollow warnings, and once democracies start issuing hollow warnings, the worst things happen. That's, by the way, how World War II started in Europe. Hollow warnings from London and Paris.
What about our relationship with our allies? I mean, it does sound like we have more amenable governments now in Japan, in the Philippines, that we should be able to at least coordinate a more effective joint response with South Korea, Japan, Philippines, Australia, and other allies in the Pacific.
Yes, I mean, those countries are increasingly concerned about China, and so they are working more closely with us. And the Biden administration, it's done some good things there, especially the AUKUS pact. That's UK, Australia, US on nuclear-powered attack submarines. But nonetheless, with Biden's catastrophic withdrawal from Afghanistan, we basically delegitimized our friends in New Delhi. And, of course, India is critically important. Now you have an India which is, for various reasons, supporting Russia and Ukraine. Ukraine is, of course, the most urgent national security matter at this particular time. And India needs our help on protecting themselves from China. We need to have the President of the United States put the hard word on New Delhi and just say, look, you're either with us or against us. But we're not going to help you if you are going to support Russian genocide brutality in Ukraine, because Ukraine is where it all is. You know, we think of Ukraine as a fight between Russians and Ukrainians, and of course it is. But the Chinese see it as a proxy war between itself and the United States. So the future of Taiwan and the future of East Asia is going to be determined, I think, in large part, if not entirely, by what happens in Ukraine.
North Korea called a failed spy satellite launch the most serious shortcoming, vows a second launch. Other serious news. You can stay abreast of all of it at Gordon G. Chang on Twitter. He's the author, of course, of The Coming Collapse of China, and may his words prove prophetic. We'll be right back.
The Michael Medved Show.
Outstanding.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. This is Michael Medved, and when you're young, your immune system is strong and it defends you. But as you get older, coffee, alcohol, fast food, that can make your body acidic, and every disease known to man can attack you and still win. Hospitals and doctors have nothing to unlock your immune system, but now there's Balance 7. With Balance 7, in just 3 days, it starts diluting the acid buildup in your body. I use Balance 7 every day. Try Balance 7 and get $15 off your order. Plus a free bottle of my Smooth Skin for first-time gallon orders. Free shipping and a money-back guarantee. All you need to do is mention my name, Medved. Or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Or visit balance7.com. Get healthy, feel better with Balance 7. Use the code word Medved.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line.
They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Politics to pop culture, and from coast to coast, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, just a reminder, if you haven't joined the crowd yet, joined the stampede, never had anything like this, actually. But on 6 days ago, June 13th, okay, so it's 7 days ago, June 13th of 2023, they posted up on YouTube, the good people at Socrates in the City, a video of my conversation with Eric Metaxas about divine providence. And it's under the heading Michael Medved, God's Hand on America. It's about my book, The American Miracle. And so far in the 6 days that it's been online, 98,328 views and counting. And my book, The American Miracle, which came out a couple of years ago, is suddenly it's on the Barnes and Noble bestseller list in terms of religious history. It's number two on the Amazon bestseller list. And people are fascinated, and partially I mentioned for you to go to our website, michaelmedved.com. You can have an easy path there. You just go to YouTube and put in it's under Michael Medved, God's Hand on America, which is the title of my second book on this subject. But check it out, because again, with so much seemingly going wrong all around us. I mean, in terms of politics, in terms of world affairs, when you look at the situation with China and the possibility of a war that would have much more direct American involvement than the war in Ukraine has so far. The war in Ukraine itself, yes, the Ukrainians are making, thank God, some progress, though it's very slow in their counter-offensive, but there is so much that depends on all of this. And the idea that it will work out well, there are reasons to look back in American history, which is what I do, and to feel actually encouraged. At least we can do that. In terms of the politics, well, it's complicated right now. The defenders of Hunter Biden say that he's a recovering addict who is accused of relatively minor offenses, the type of case that would not typically be prosecuted by federal authorities. That's certainly true. Barring some additional aggravating factors, that are not present in this case. Well, that's because the defenders of Hunter Biden believe that the idea of influence peddling, which is something that would involve federal charges, they not yet, but they're clearly going to be continued investigations about that as time proceeds. The defenders of Hunter Biden suggest that the investigation would have been dropped long ago if Hunter were not the president's son. And less than an hour after Biden's plea agreement was filed in court, Trump took to social media, his own Truth Social operation, of course, to criticize the deal, saying that the Justice Department had just cleared up hundreds of years of criminal liability by giving Hunter Biden a mere traffic ticket. Our system is broken. Capital B's. Congressional Republicans also quickly issued statements insisting that they would keep digging into Hunter Biden's finances. House Oversight and Accountability Chairman Jamie Comer, Republican Kentucky, called the plea deal a slap on the wrist and a sweetheart deal, adding, "We will not rest until the full extent of President Biden's involvement in the family schemes are revealed." The federal authorities began investigating Hunter Biden's finances in 2018. Much of that work has centered around whether he evaded paying taxes on money he collected from overseas business clients. Hunter Biden's finances became a subject of heated debate during the 2020 presidential campaign, you remember that, in part because of reports in the New York Post about a laptop computer that he purportedly dropped off at a Washington and Wilmington, Delaware, repair shop in 2019 and never came back to collect. The laptop was turned over to the FBI in December of 2019, according to documents reviewed by the Washington Post, and a copy of the drive was obtained by Rudy Giuliani and other advisors to then-President Trump a few months before the 2020 election. At the time, in December 2020, after Joe Biden was elected, FBI agents approached Hunter Biden seeking to question him about his finances, and he publicly confirmed he was under investigation because President Trump had already secured the special prosecutor who has been working on this for 5 years. At the time, a spokesman for Joe Biden said the president-elect had, quote, never even considered being involved in business with his family, nor in any overseas business whatsoever. If it turns out that that's a lie, and it may, it would be a very serious blow, a very, very serious blow, perhaps even a fatal blow to Joe Biden's campaign for reelection. What else could be a serious blow to President Biden's campaign for reelection? And it's kind of a surprise to the whole world, is the candidacy of Robert Francis Kennedy Jr., which has been gathering force and cannot simply be ignored as much as President Biden would like to ignore it. And he does have opposition, and there's a big piece today in the New York Times by Reed J. Epstein, under the heading, "Kennedy Campaign is a Headache for Biden." Well, it could be more costly than a headache. It could be terminal for Biden. A part of what he writes is that some of Mr. Biden's allies say they worry that the president's still nascent campaign does not fully grasp the depth of its problems with Democratic voters, who have consistently told pollsters they would prefer that Mr. Biden not seek re-election. Voters remain uneasy about inflation and his stewardship of the economy and about his age. Mr. Kennedy's popularity in polls is largely because of his family, which has included three Democratic senators and a president and a host of other high-profile figures. A CNN poll late this month, late last month, that showed Mr. Kennedy with 20% support against Mr. Biden found that the main reason voters liked him was because of the Kennedy name. Most voters don't even know about his radical position, not just on the COVID vaccine, but vaccines of all kinds. Surveys have suggested that large numbers of Democratic voters are willing to tell pollsters they would take anyone over Mr. Biden. A poll from a Baltimore TV station last week found that 41% of Maryland Democrats preferred their governor, who was just elected, just took office. Their governor's name, Wes Moore. He's an impressive guy. But 41% of Maryland Democrats would prefer him over Biden, even though Mr. Moore is backing the president's nomination. Could Bobby Kennedy catch a spark? Maybe, said Michael Novogratz, who's a billionaire Democrat donor who supported Biden in 2020, but has pledged not to back any candidate who's older than 72. Well, that leaves out, of course, both Trump and Biden. He's alienated himself because of so of the anti-vax positions. He's talking about Kennedy. But he is a bright man, articulate, eloquent, connected, has the Kennedy name, and would pull a lot of the Trump voters. Would that actually happen? And what about the claim that we're on the verge of theocracy? We'll get to that debate and more coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master plan destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.